First of all, I would like to thank you for encouraging remarks and recommendations. Allow me now to brief on the efforts made by the DPRK to ensure people their rights to education. The educational system of the DPRK is a people-centered system which provides all people with education from preschool to higher level and lifelong education under the full responsibility and at the expense of the state. People's right to education and the state's obligation to provide educational conditions are guaranteed by the Constitution, the Law on Education, and other related laws. It is compulsory for all people to receive 12-year education at the expense of the state, and after that, they, according to their wishes, continue to learn at universities, study on the job colleges, or in service training courses, free of charge for the rest of their life. The state has set a high goal of providing inclusive and equitable quality education to all children by restructuring education system, innovating educational contents and methods, improving educational conditions and environment, and thus has made remarkable progress. Notable achievements made in the efforts to ensure the right to education during the period under review is that we have readjusted the educational structure, narrowed down the gap of education between the urban and rural areas, and created conditions to ensure the right to lifelong learning. We have introduced new subjects and deepened the contents of existing subjects to fully motivate students' characteristics and aptitudes, further improved the teaching program so as to provide students with all-round education in literature, science, art, physical culture, and others. In 2023, over 100 technical secondary schools were set up in 17 fields, including electronics, forestry, and garments. To narrow down the gap in education between the capital and provinces, the urban and rural areas, school and university teachers in the capital were sent to the rural schools to help them, contributing to improving the quality of their teachers and education. In 2022, the trainers from teachers' training centers in cities and counties gave active field assistance to 1,000 rural schools to improve their quality of education. In 2023, the exclusive educational network covering all the educational institutions across the country, including the rural schools, has been established, and hundreds of branch schools have been connected to the intranet. In order to ensure all working people their right to lifelong learning, the state enacted the Law on Distance Education in April 2020 and further improved the distance education system. The number of distance education courses has increased, and over 120,000 working people are now enrolled in this system. And lots of universities and colleges have opened part-time courses so that a large number of working people learn technical knowledge and skills specific to their jobs. All people are provided with the environment and conditions to learn science and technology anytime and anywhere according to their wishes and ability, which are, to name just a few, the SciTech Complex and the Grand People's Study House in the capital city of Pyongyang, as well as the e-libraries and SciTech spaces in provinces, cities, and counties. Next, let me speak about the efforts made for promotion of children's well-being. The DPRK has set the education and upbringing of children as the top national priority. During the period under review, the state took a series of measures for the promotion of the children's well-being and created conditions for all children, whether in the capital city of Pyongyang or in a remote area, to learn to their heart's content and grow up in good health. I'd like to take this opportunity to mention the measures taken by the state to clothe all the students in quality and well-fit school uniforms. The state has set it as a national policy to provide students with uniforms at expense of the state, regardless of whether the country is economically in good condition or not. Measures were taken to produce quality uniform fabrics, set new designs for uniforms of different school levels, take correct measurements of every student, and transport them to all schools, including branch schools on islands and in mountainous areas. Factories specializing in production of school uniforms, bags, and shoes have been set up in all provinces and a modern school things factory in Pyongyang, so that all students are supplied with school things, bags, shoes, and all other things necessary for their learning. During the period under review, the state invariably pursued the policy of paying more attention to the people in difficulties. Let me take as an example the measures taken by the state in July this year, when some provinces in the northwestern part of our country were hard hit by the worst flood in decades. From the point of view that education of the displaced children should never be disrupted and inconveniences in their life should never affect their growth, the state took an urgent measure so that over 6,500 preschool and school children have been brought to Pyongyang to continue with their learning. All of them have been provided with new school uniforms, bags, shoes, and sets of school things. The rooms of the hotel, which is usually reserved for national meetings and other important events, have been converted to classrooms, and the mobile education team of highly qualified teachers in Pyongyang organized to give lessons to the displaced children. Now they are enjoying their cultural and emotional life in Pyongyang while learning to their heart's content under the warm care and special attention of the state. Finally, allow me to touch upon the issue of child labor raised by some representatives. It is very disappointing that this issue, which was fully explained in the CRC review and UPR, is still taken up. So I would like to make clarification once again. In the DPRK, child labor is strictly forbidden by the Constitution, the law on the guarantee of child rights, and labor-related laws. The activities that students conduct on farms are not forced labor, but educational activities carried out according to the curriculum, in which 3-week field practice is included for every grade of senior secondary schools for the purpose of helping students acquire useful knowledge by combining theory with practice. Forcing students to do labor outside the curriculum is legally prohibited. According to the law on the implementation of educational program adopted in 2016, educational institutions that organize labor out of the educational program or engage students in activities other than prescribed in the program are subjected to corresponding punishment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Rhee.